Three Virgin Mary statues were found damaged yesterday in India's southern Tamil Nadu state in the most recent attack on Christian property in the region this month. The vandalism echoes nearly 2 months of anti-Christian violence in the country's eastern Orissa state that has killed at least 40 people, damaged dozens of Christian homes and institutions, and forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. The Archbishop of Guwahati, Thomas Menam Parampil, says that there is no connection between the attacks in Tamil Nadu and Orissa.
I would not put any connection directly, but people can bring in a connection. In other words, some radicals can create trouble in one part of India, a communal trouble, and deliberately provoke or do some harm elsewhere. This is possible, and it has happened also sometimes, unfortunately, with the Hindu-Muslim relationship. If it happens, it's going to be very damaging for all of us, and we ought to try our best to prevent it. That's why Orissa is not an Orissa problem, it is an all-India problem. In fact, it is an international problem. All those who are in situations of difference of culture, religion, or ethnicity ought to say, we are going to be together always. We have to learn to live side by side. In fact, almost every part of the world is becoming multicultural in a variety of ways. We have to evolve and develop ways of learning to live together.